This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 5th, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On March 24th, a Christian family was expelled from their village for refusing to deny their Christian faith in the Bellary district of India's Karnataka state, reports International Christian Concern. After the expulsion, the Christian family was brutally attacked by radical Hindu nationalists and was unable to return to the village for months. Surya Nayak, the family's breadwinner, said, quote, "I walked for nearly 30 miles as the villagers chased me," end quote. Nayak and his family converted to Christianity 5 years ago when the family experienced a miraculous healing. Due to their conversion, the family has faced severe harassment and a social boycott from other Hindu villagers. Nayak said, quote, "The religious fanatics stopped us from taking water from the village well and informed everyone in the village not to hire us for any work," end quote. For the last 4 months, they have depended on others for food and shelter. Nayak explained that, quote, "It has taught me great spiritual lessons. My faith in God has grown. But I am clueless about what I should be doing to get things back to normal. I cannot leave Jesus. However, I also want to provide for my family. I need God's grace," end quote. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." A massive explosion rocked Beirut on Tuesday, flattening much of the city's port, damaging buildings across the capital, and sending a giant mushroom cloud into the sky. More than 70 people were killed and 3,000 injured, with bodies buried in the rubble, reports the Associated Press. The blast struck with the force of a 3.5 magnitude earthquake and was heard and felt as far away as Cyprus, more than 180 miles across the Mediterranean. Watch the video and a special link in our transcript at theworldview.com. Initial reports suggested a fire had detonated a warehouse at the port. Last week, Zero Hedge warned readers to be cautious about new COVID-19 vaccines, highlighting how key parts of the clinical trials are being skipped, as Big Pharma will not be held accountable for adverse side effects for administering the experimental drugs. A senior executive from AstraZeneca, Britain's second-largest drug maker, told Reuters that his company was just granted protection from all legal action if the company's vaccine led to damaging side effects. Pastor Jentison Franklin of Free Chapel in Georgia is calling on Christians in America and around the world to turn to God for 21 days of prayer and fasting during these unprecedented times, reports ChristianHeadlines.com.
Times like these always require action from the body of Christ. We can't sit back and hope things get better. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. Many parts of our nation are facing economic disaster, and our country is more divided than it's ever been. We've got an upcoming election, and it will determine much about the future of our nation and our children and children's children. Beginning on August the 1st, we will be uniting together for 21 days of fasting and prayer. Join us throughout the fast for online prayer meetings every day. I'm going to be coming and leading prayer meetings for 21 days every day with my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, that's fasting and praying, and call on God. We've got to see breakthrough. We've got to see it for our businesses, for our families, for our nation. Together, we're going to break the power of the enemy through fasting and prayer and turning to God with all of our heart. Won't you join me?
Pastor Ed Young of Fellowship Church in Dallas and author of The Fear Virus is challenging churches across the U.S. to reopen their doors, warning that the spiritual ramifications of refusing to meet outweigh the hype of the coronavirus pandemic. Young said, quote, "Look at our culture. There is so much going on right now spiritually, especially among young people facing depression, anxiety, and attempting suicide. I have counted the cost of not opening our church versus opening, and I believe that risk and faith go hand in hand. It's critical to reopen churches," end quote. Hebrews 10 verse 25 says, "And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." And finally, appearing on Fox News Channel with Shannon Bream, Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church put the COVID lockdown into perspective, reports the Christian Post.
In the state of California, the statistics are about 8,500 to 9,000 people have died out of 40 million. That means in California you have a 99.98 chance of getting through this without any final illness. So the lockdown and the draconian things that have been going on to stifle this culture, to stifle it educationally, to stifle the businesses, to lock down people, and then to shut down churches is just not warranted by the reality of the virus.
Pastor MacArthur, who refuses to shut his church down despite a civil mandate in California to do so, explained that the civil magistrate does not have any jurisdiction over the church.
Jesus is Lord. That is the Christian confession. He is the head of our church. Governor Newsom is not the head of the church. Mayor Garcetti is not the head of the church. When they move into the life of the church and tell the church what it can do, they're usurping a role that they don't have. Never before has the government invaded the territory that belongs only to the Lord Jesus Christ and told us we can't meet, we can't worship, we can't sing. There's no power given to the government to make those kinds of calls against us.
You can watch the whole interview through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 5th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.